Well, no, actually, a shiner is a large minnow, and a roach is. Yeah, I think that is the same, yeah.
Hmm. Well, it'll just be there.
That's what's called a roach. At least that's what I call it now. I don't know what the hell it is. You know, it may be an entire different subspecies of fish. But I call it a roach. Oh, there's another word, shad.
Is that the same
thing? I believe a shad and a roach and a shiner are basically almost all the same thing. Maybe more or less the size of the body and where you get them. I think when you go to the store, like you go to the bait shop and you buy minnows and shiners there, and when you get them and you just catch them out in the woods or something like that, you know, out in the streams or something like that, or in a stranded little lake, you might call them a roach or a shad there or something like that.
What about going to 66.3, a child that's lost its parents, you'd call it a...
orphan. Or a waif.
Yeah.
An urchin.
Is it all the same?
Mm-hmm.
Say if the house were full of people like your aunts and your uncles and your cousins, people like that, you said the house is full of your...
relatives or kin.
Kin
folk or kin or...
going to 67.9. Say if your mother had a sister and she introduces you to this person, she might say to you, this is...
Say that one more time, I really didn't
get it. If your mother had a sister,
yeah,
and she's introducing you to her, she might say to you, now this is...
your aunt.
Okay. Say if you were extremely tired, you might say, I'm all...
bushed.
Anything else? I'm all...
tuckered out. Plum tuckered out.
But what about another word that you might use in there? You say that your clothes very well.
Where? Oh, I'm all worn out, yeah. Hmm. 80.5.
Yeah, kind of fill this in. Say if you had a next door neighbor that liked to talk a lot, you might say, well, she hardly got the news when she came right over me about it.
And told me about it.
Or she came right over me the news.
Gave me the news.
Just kind of fill that in. She came right over me the news. What did she do? She came right over the news.
I guess what I said.
Well.
Oh, talked.
Well, she came right over the news.
Spoke the news? Oh, God, Marvin.
She came right over. What about the overture, the William overture?
Over waste?
You know, the Lone Ranger anthem, do you call that the William overture?
Tell. Right. Oh, she told me the news.
She came right over.
And told me the news.
Or, if the infinitive form, she came right over.
What the hell is an infinitive at this hour? I couldn't even tell
that preposition that spelled T-O.
To tell me the news. Okay. Oh, hell. Silly bullshit.
Have you ever heard anybody around here?
Hell, I fell down in grammar in the seventh grade, and here you are giving me a damn review on it again. Shit.
Would it be likely to hear anybody around here say something like, she came right over for to tell me the news?
For to tell me the news.
Have you ever heard that?
Uh-uh. Too redneck around here to know that.
Okay.
That's sophisticated talking.
Going to 81.3. Say, if you were talking to a child who's misbehaving, you might say, well, now if you do that again, I'm going to have to...
hit you upside the head. You're cruising for a bruising.
Oh, Lord. Or I'm going to...
tan your hide.